episode 688, Waiting for a Breakthrough.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy day, ladies, and Merry Christmas. Yes, you heard it from me first. I hope you did, because that's usually, I really do love saying Merry Christmas, and I cannot believe we are already through the Thanksgiving season. We are in the middle of the holidays now. You are probably in the hurry scurrying of putting up the Christmas tree. You're asking the children, what do they want for Christmas? You're asking the family. You're beginning to get the final schedule settled. You're already thinking, what am I going to eat for Christmas Eve dinner? So many plans. You're waiting for a breakthrough. But today, you know what? It is Mindset Monday. We are going to take a big breath and we're just going to settle in for a little bit. We need to settle in. We are so jam-packed. And so I'm going to unpack a few things for you today. But first off, we have to give a huge shout out and a warm welcome to all of our brand new family members. We are so delighted of your presence. Come on in. Take your shoes off. It is our coffee chat time. We are really laid back here. We talk about the raw, real truth. I kind of pull back the cover, so to speak, and unveil all the stuff behind what people don't want to say. Sometimes I say it, and it's not to be mean. It's just putting it out there. We begin to strike up the conversation. So I am delighted that you are now a part of that conversation. And for those of you who have been around for a while, thank you so much for sharing us, this podcast, with your friends and family, for taking time out to write a review, an honest review, because that is what gets us out there further on the airways. We now can be heard on 7 different channels, from iTunes to Google Play to Stitcher to iHeartRadio to Spreaker to SoundCloud and TuneIn. And you probably didn't even know you could actually find us there. And not only can you find us there, but you can also head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and dig deeper. There's free resources there for you. And it's slowly beginning to grow. Plans for 2017 is going to be amazing. It really is. It kind of actually scares me to death. It does. And you're going to be hearing some news here that will be revealed slowly. Now, I want to throw out a few reminders. My Strength is My Story is happening. We've already unveiled basically 2 guests. One is Joanne Fairchild Miller. That was about 2 weeks ago. And we talked about creating a haven of peace. And then the second one we had on, it was actually released on Thanksgiving Day here on the 24th of November. I don't remember the episode number. I've got to be honest with you. I really don't. But it was Darla Kirchner. And we talked about branding you. You want to go and listen to that if you haven't already had the time to do so. You will learn lots from it. And we've got a new one coming up this Thursday. I'm so excited. A brand new author. She has a story that is heart-wrenching. It's going to pull you in, suck everything from good, bad. It's just going to be there. You're going to be on your edge of your seat. So you're going to want to tune in this coming Thursday. Woo, that is a lot to cover. And now we got to take it back to the mind. The mind is amazing. We don't give it enough credit, oddly enough. And I sometimes think we just kind of go through the motions. We're just going through. And so, you know, when you're tired of going through the same motions, filling your day with those repetitive actions, yet waiting for a breakthrough, you want something different, something unique, something you. You want you. Whatever that you is, maybe you're looking for that major job promotion and you're like, but I want it to be me. Maybe you're looking at creating this particular business, this online presence. You want to begin to, you know, have a platform and a tribe of your own, a community. Maybe you're sitting there going, you know what? I want to be me. I want to learn who I am from the inside out. I'm tired of just going through the motions. But how do you find the breakthrough, the spark that's been missing? Where do you find those brilliant ideas? Where do they come from? Do they just fall from the sky? Well, some would answer that question with a simple yes. Yes, it does fall from the sky. And some would say, that is God. And I would respond, yes, because it is His house. He created you. He created your subconscious and your conscience. both of them. And it's all wrapped up in you. What happens is we tend to search only on the surface, only what our eyes can see, what our hands can touch, what our ears actually hear. However, there is something deeper. It's like we need the metal detector so we know what might be hiding deep down. Have you ever gone to the beach and you see those old men in those weird, funky shorts? You're like, oh gosh, he needs to get a new set of shorts. You're like, oh my goodness, and please put on a shirt, right? You know who I'm talking about. You've seen them on the beach, but they have what, a metal detector? Because what they're searching for is not just lying out where the naked eye can see, where hands can just reach down and touch. They want to see if any gold or metal has fallen beneath the surface. They're looking for the treasure. When we look for the treasure within ourselves, we're going deeper. We need to have that metal detector. Michael Gelb, he's the author of How to Think Like Leonardo da Vinci. He says this: brain researchers estimate that your unconscious database outweighs the conscience on an order exceeding 10 million to one. This database is the source of your hidden natural genius. In other words, a part of you is much smarter than you are. The wise people regularly consult that smarter part. Are you being a wise person and trying to consult your subconscious, what God has given within you? Because we're leaving out that part that God put in us. For every house has a builder, but the one who built everything is God. He gave that to you, your intuition. God created you on purpose for a purpose and gave you a gift within your intuition, your subconscious. He gave you like that extra mind, so to speak. The third eye, if you want to get real wacky and woo-woo, right? Because we use our minds, but we don't take it to the next level. Maybe we're afraid what we might find. Sometimes that's it. Or it's easier to get locked in on just the surface, just looking for the seashells that lie on the seashore. But we really don't want to search for the treasure that's buried deep within each of us. You've got treasure within you, untapped greatness. One step at a time leads to your miles of greatness. But we choose to ignore it. We choose to run from it. We don't tap into that genius given and blessed by God. And then you say you're waiting for a breakthrough. I want something different. I don't know how to get there. I don't know how to make my dreams come true. I don't know really how to find my purpose. Something's missing. I'm waiting for that breakthrough. Come on, lightning, strike me. Be careful what you ask for. Are you truly using the gifts that God has given you? What he has actually put inside you? And I know that sounds really freaky to some of you, but our earthly minds do that to us because we want logical answers. I get it. I wrestle with that myself and did when I was growing up. But you see, when I was growing up, my faith stood stronger. What I couldn't see stood out more than what I could see. And it was something that I worked on. There was just something that was like, yes, I got goosebumps. That must be the direction I need to go. Maybe it's a sour taste in your mouth. You talk about things and all of a sudden you're like, gosh, what was I thinking? You need to pay attention to what your body is telling you. The intuition, those goosebumps, the sour taste. That gut-wrenching, I don't know, but I just know. You've heard that in conversations. Maybe you've said it yourself. I just don't know where this idea came from, but man, it happened, and I went for it, and then look what happened. It was amazing. And you did it. You followed through. Yet sometimes we get older. Well, not sometimes. We're always getting older. There's no going back in time. If we had that capability, I don't know that we would want to go back in time. I don't know that I want to relive some of my parts. I think I want to learn from them and grow from them and continue on my journey, the path that God has created. God has a plan for you. He has a path for you. And if we were to change some of the things that would happen, that would what? Shift what would be coming up. You've watched those weird movies, haven't you? Uh-huh. Back to the Future. You know what I'm talking about. And that is a good old movie, by the way. If you haven't seen it, if you're young, going Back to the Future, what's that? Yes, go look it up. Go Google it. Go Netflix it. It's a great movie. But we can't go back in time. We are always getting older. And when we get older, sometimes it's easier to stay in the know. Stay in the logic of what we know. We've got too many other things on our plates, and it's not about food or turkey any longer. It's about activity after activity, filling it with the stuff of the world instead of what Christ wants us to fill it with. Are you stopping long enough so you know where the breakthrough lies? Because the hidden secret is within you. So how do you find the breakthrough that you've been waiting for? Where can you begin to gather this goodness, this greatness that awaits you? Well, here is the KISS, the Keep It Simple strategy. Inquire within. It's the law. L-A-W, law. Inquire within. That means inquire within you. God gave you the answers. We're just sometimes not looking for them because we're too busy running our mouths or trying to control life. We don't stop long enough to, number one, listen. Listen intentionally with no rush. That's the L in law. Listen intentionally with no rush. How many times are you running 10 minutes behind in the morning? For some of you, maybe it's 27 and a half minutes behind. And on a Monday morning, it's more like, what, 37 and a half minutes behind because we push snooze all the time. Do you think God pushes snooze on us? No, he doesn't. He listens intentionally. He wants to hear our cries. He wants to hear our celebrations. Inquire within. Listen intentionally with no rush. That means what? Just breathe. Begin to take in what's around you. You know the saying, stop and smell the roses? My dad always said that to me. I don't know if he thought that I needed to have more flowers in my life. And it wasn't that. He wanted me to see the beauty before me. He wanted me to know that God always had flowers right in front of me. But if I was trying to control everything, which I did a really good job of doing, even in my younger years growing up, I would miss it. And I would miss that beauty, which means I would miss God. And the breakthrough I was looking for would not be found. It would have to wait for another day. So listen intentionally with no rush. Number two, A, for ask. Ask yourself questions. Yes, talk to yourself. You're not crazy. You need to ask yourself questions. Should I? What should I do? What can I do? For example, what can I achieve? How can I achieve? How can I achieve financial independence? What can I do to lose the weight? What should I do to prepare for my exam in 4 weeks? Ask yourself questions. Because why? It gets your mind what? Moving beyond the surface. We all know the simple answer to what? What should I do in preparation for my test in 3 weeks or 4 weeks? We know that answer, right? Begin studying. Okay, but if you actually begin to ask that question over and over again and you begin to listen intentionally with no rush, maybe it will bring attention to an area that you need to focus on more because that's where you're weak. Maybe it'll guide you and say, you know what? Maybe this is the area that you need to be in. What can I do to lose weight? Same thing. You're like, I've been asking that question for 22 and a half years, and I still don't have the answer. Well, maybe you're looking for the simple answer that's only on the surface. You're looking for the logical one. You know the answer. You're just making up maybe an excuse to not listen to it. So ask yourself questions. Number three, W, write down your answers. And you're like, what? You tell me to journal, Christiane, and now you're telling me to write down my answers, and you're telling me to talk to myself. I am going to look a little bit crazy. No, you're not. You're getting in touch with who you are. You're waiting for a breakthrough. And you can either take aim while you're waiting for a breakthrough and begin the search for it, or you can miss the boat. Which would you choose? You see, you got to write down your answers because research in neuroscience shows that an idea or an intuitive insight is lost and can't be regained after 37 seconds. Did you hear that? 37 seconds. Have you ever had that idea in the shower? And then you get out of the shower and you can't remember the idea. And then you're like, man, but it was right there. I know it was. And then you try so hard to recreate it. If 7 minutes or so pass and you haven't written it down, it's basically gone forever. Unless if God wants to reveal it to you again. Because you listen intentionally. Because you ask questions and somehow it shows up again. I've had that happen to me so many times. And it's crazy, but at one point in my life, I had a notebook right by the shower. And there would be times I would stop, turn off the water, and I would write down. And my kids laugh at me now because I have napkins around the house. I know it sounds crazy, but you see, if I have a drink, even my water bottle, I'll have a napkin so I can set it on there. Because if I have wood, I don't want any chance of a ring being left. So I'll set my water bottle on a napkin. Sometimes that napkin's my first thing there. I don't have paper. And I'll write down and scribble a thought. As we talk right now, I have a napkin with a sentence on it that I did not want to forget. And I can't even tell you what the sentence is. And I just wrote it down a few days ago. But you see, it's true. If you don't write it down, you will forget it. That might be the breakthrough that you're looking for, the breakthrough of an idea for your business, the breakthrough of how you can obtain financial independence, the breakthrough as an idea on, you know, where you are in your marriage and how you can love your man more. You don't want to miss it. So write it down. If you're driving, turn on your voice memo. I've got voice memos on mine. And I'll go back and listen to them. I'm like, oh, that was a brilliant idea. I'm so glad I recorded it. Now I've got to make sure I use it. Then you can gather your ideas and put them all down in one place. Inquire within. Because God created you on purpose for His purpose. And He wants to give you everything. Your house is His house. He built you. He wants to build up an amazing and give you an amazing foundation. But you have to be willing to walk by faith and inquire within. It's the law. Listen, ask, write. Listen intentionally. Ask yourself questions and write down your answers. Now, if you're like, oh my gosh, Christiane, this is just like, my mind is whirling. I don't even know where to begin. Let's you and I begin together then. You need to take aim. Click on the link, take aim, and let you and I have a coffee chat together. Seriously. Not over these airways, but literally on the phone or over Skype. It's free. There's nothing. It's my gift to you. It's my way to give back. And no, it's not my time to sell something to you. No, I don't do that at all. This is my time to hear you, to listen to you, for you to express yourself. It's the law. Listen, ask, write. It'll be amazing what you can learn within the short minutes. If you're feeling like you're just kind of in a whirlwind and you're not really sure where to go, how to start, Maybe you don't even know where to pinpoint. You're like, if I just knew a starting point, click on the link, take aim. That'll begin our conversation. Let's schedule you. How much would it mean to you to begin to figure out a breakthrough, to have a breakthrough in your life? And think about how it would mean. That would be like one of the best Christmas presents ever. I know when I've had breakthroughs within my personal life, meaning me, myself, and I, just me, my best selfie. And I was like, yes, it feels so good. And I can remember when I've come up with those creative ideas that just saturate my mind and my heart. And it warms my soul from the inside out regarding my business and serving those who I love and those who I haven't even met yet, but I know God is preparing them to come to me so I can help them in their walk, in their life, in their journey, in their relationships here on earth and for eternity. Those feelings are amazing. You've got a few weeks before Christmas, before the New Year's. Why wait to begin setting New Year's resolutions and start finding the solutions now? It's time to have a breakthrough now. Click on Take Aim. You've got what it takes. Stop just searching on the surface. That's easy to do. We can use that even as a cop-out. Oh, I'm working. Oh, yes, I am. I'm just waiting for the lightning to strike. I'm just going to twiddle my fingers. I'm going to keep praying. I'm going to just keep still. I'm just going to wait. I'm not going to do anything. You need to be in motion. You need to be taking aim. Action ignites motivation. God wants you to listen to him. Inquire within. It's the law. I pray that your week is absolutely extraordinary, that you have a glorious day, and that you will go out today impacting every single one. And you know what? It starts with your beautiful smile. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.